Rise of the Enemy, the Enemy series, Book 2, written by Rob Sinclair and read by Paul Thornley.
Prologue. Dance with the enemy and your feet will get burned. An old friend once said that to me many years ago. The same old friend who was now sitting in front of me, across the table of the cafe. I think he'd misquoted the saying, but it always stuck with me nevertheless. And recently his words had come back to bite me with a vengeance. I'd made the mistake of getting too close to people I thought were friends. People I trusted. Angela Granger was one of them. We'd had a connection like I'd never had with anyone before. I still thought about her every day. Mostly, despite myself, I still thought of her fondly. But she'd betrayed me, betrayed my trust. I'd let her get too close and my feet had been burned. The man sitting before me was another one. Granger's betrayal was something I would never forget. It still dominated my mind. But in many ways, the betrayal of this man hurt the most. He was the person I trusted more than anyone else in the world. I never imagined that we would end up like this, talking in this way. The accusations, the insinuations, speaking to each other like we were natural enemies rather than two people who had worked so closely together for nearly 20 years. They wanted me to kill him. Until a few days ago, the mere suggestion would have been laughable. Something had changed, though. I didn't know what, and I didn't know why. But our lives would never be the same again. The fact we were sitting here like this told me that. And if it came down to it, I would do it. I would kill Mackie, my boss, my mentor, my friend. Because it might be the only way for me to get out of this mess alive. Chapter 1. Yuri Zhirkov. That was the name on the passport that I handed over to the security guard. He was sitting behind the booth in front of me. A big man, broad-shouldered with a scarred and pockmarked face and deep-set, brooding eyes. He looked like he meant business. This was no rent-a-cop. All of the guards here were ex-military. In fact, it was a safe bet many of them were still military, given what the site was used for. At least, given what we thought it was used for. The official story was something quite different. The guard took the passport and opened it to the picture page. The picture was of me, but he had no way of knowing I wasn't Yuri Zhirkov, but Carl Logan, a British agent working for the secretive JIA. Dmitri, a double agent who worked for the Russian FSB, and the man I'd been working with on the case, was standing next to me. He had a similarly fake passport in his hand, ready for the guard's inspection, in the name of Andrei Veronin. The guard pulled over a piece of paper attached to a clipboard. He held it at an angle, and I couldn't make out any words. I guessed it listed the day's planned visitors. Yuri Zhirkov and Andrei Veronin would both be on there. That was for sure. It had been carefully arranged that way by the man we would be meeting here, Viktor Grechko. The two passports were fakes, but the names were real. Two low-level analysts working for the Ministry of Defence of the Russian Federation. Nothing unusual about two staff from the ministry visiting. The guard carefully compared the details on the passport with the list in front of him. Without looking up, he started to speak. In Russian. He spoke quickly. His accent was strong. I didn't catch all of the words straight away. I could speak Russian almost fluently, albeit with a heavy English accent. This wasn't my first foray on Russian soil.